Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart.
It seems to be a sunny day, but we're going to get the heat wave. Fortunately, not the fires, but we're going to get a heat wave again today here in New York City. The heat is not on in terms of entertainment, because there's cool places to go indoors. Coming up is what's called the Cree Art Festival. And, rather than to going into this whole festival, I have Guillermo Laporta to talk with us about what this is all about. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Meryl. Thank
you
for having
me.
Very good. Very good.
Good. So, first, explain to us what this event is about and then what your role is in it. First, let's go to what this is all about.
Perfect. So, this is the CreArt Music Festival. And it's the first edition of the classical music festival that we are organizing with our music organization, which is called Cree Art Box. And I am the artistic director together with Josefina Urraca as well, and the flute player in the group, and Josefina is the pianist. And we have been doing this project since we came here to New York in 2012, and we play in many venues here in New York, in Washington, and we did many projects in Europe, an opera, a musical, music series that we have in Manhattan as well. But we live in Queens. Queens is our home. We did as well a project at the Queens Theater like 2 years ago, and we wanted to do something in Queens, something to promote the classical music in our own neighborhood in Long Island City. So we decided to organize a classical music festival with our roster of artists that we have for our group. So we started working like a year ago in this project in making a music festival in Long Island City, and finally we work with the Queens Council on the Art to present the project. We were looking for different venues to see where can we present the festival. And actually, the original idea was to do it outdoors, to do it maybe in some of the park, but finally, we discovered this place that the Plaxhall Gallery, the Long Island City Artists Organization, they have an art gallery there. So we went to speak with them to see if we can maybe organize the festival indoors, because it's much better for the kind of projects that we do, because we use a lot of visual and multimedia installations. So it really, really, the experience is much better for us and for the kind of music that we do, to do it in indoors. And so last year we started with the project, and so we had the venue, we had some support from the Queen's Council in the Arts, and here we are. Now we have, in less than a month, finally we have the Creative Music Festival in Queens.
So why did you organize this in the first place?
Why did I organize this?
Initially
is, first of all, we love the classical music in general, and we really like to share our love for the classical music to as much people as possible, and the same way that we decide to run a music series in Manhattan at the New York Society for Ethical Culture, we wanted to do it as well in Queens, and our goal always is to reach to wider audience, and to show classical music, which is something, it's an amazing experience that not everybody has really experienced, to go to a chamber music concert and experience the music by themselves. And so that's something very important for us, to share the beautiful music from composers like Brahms, Beethoven, Debussy,
So now, where are you, in terms of the people that are performing, where are they, how did you get them?
So the you mean the people that is coming or the people that is playing?
The people that are actually performing.
Yeah, so the people that is performing is, since we started the project in 2012, through all the different projects that we've done, we have created a roster of amazing artists that we are collaborating with. And normally our core ensemble is a five musicians ensemble with a violin, cello, clarinet, piano, and flute. And with this ensemble, we combine different concerts. So, for example, the first concert is going to be a violin, cello, and piano trio, and it's going to be with music by Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, Dvorak, and Franz Martin, and they will do these piano trios. The second concert is going to be with flute, piano, and electronics, and we will do a more visual experience in the second concert. And in the third concert, that's going to be the September 2nd, it will be the entire quintet with the five musicians, the flute, clarinet, cello, piano, and violin. And as well, we will have a dancer and choreographer that will be working with us for this last concert.
How large is the event space itself?
The event space is
huge. About how many
people
can...
It depends on how we configure the seatings, because it's a non-traditional venue for us, and it's actually a challenge, because it's an art gallery. It's not designed to host a concert like this. So it depends on how we organize the seating. I think we can fit about 100, 150 people to experience the performance properly, because something that we really like is to make sure that the all the installation that we do around the concert is experienced the same way for someone that is sitting in the first row or is sitting in the last row. So, I mean, the gallery can fit, I don't know how many people, but I'm sure they can fit more than 500 or more than that, but we want to make sure that everybody that is coming has a proper seating, and the experience is good for the performance that we do. And we are, and actually one of the challenges was to work on the set design, because we always do set, light, and projection design for every single concert that we do. Even if it's a small concert in a church, we also do a little bit of design with the lightings and with everything. But since we are in an art gallery, we are going to work with the exhibition that is going to be during the festival. And the set design that we do is going to be as well an installation that I'm actually designing for the gallery as well. So it's going to be part of the exhibition.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Do people need to buy tickets for this?
For this time, and at least for the first edition, all the performances are going to be open to the public, and we are going to ask for a $5 suggested donation that it could be at the venue when they come. But what we are doing is, because the seat is very limited, we are asking to reserve the seats in our website. So if you go to our website, which is creartbox.nyc, you will see there reserve your seat, and you just have to give us your name and your information, and we will save the seat for you in the gallery.
Oh, okay.
So
at least, that's great.
Yeah, so we have control of the people that is coming, and we know in advance the amount of people that we are expecting. It's like kind of like a RSVP, similar to that.
People can come to all three of them if they want.
Yeah. That's where we are trying to reach as many people as possible. That's our goal here, at least for this first edition. That's what we are trying to do. And because it's very important at the beginning to start promoting the festival, and the people start hearing about the project and everything.
Okay, so I'm looking at this thing. So each of them start at 8 p.m. About how long of a concert should people expect?
Based on my past experience, I always say that it's like an hour and 15 minutes. And yeah, 1 hour and 15 minutes. Maybe sometimes it's a little bit more, a little bit less, because it's live music. You never know exactly the tempo. They maybe that day we're going to be very excited and we play suddenly everything more presto than allegro and it's a little bit less. But normally that's the time that we always say, like an hour, between an hour and 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. And by the way, I have like, I guess, sort of the press release. Do we have like the names of the performers?
Yeah, everything is listed on the poster, in the postcard, in the press release as well. It's all the feature artists that we have. We are working, for example, with a French violinist, Melanie Clapiers, with the cellist Julia Young as well, Jonathan Cohen with the clarinet. We have Marisa Maislen as a dancer and choreographer, and everything is on the press release. And we have been working with musicians for many time in the past with other projects, and they are really, really amazing musicians.
As far as the artists, do any of them like live in Queens or by any chance?
Yeah, we have, Josefina Uraca, the pianist, and I live in Queens. And when Marisa, the dancer, lives in Queens, and the others are all international artists. I mean, the other one, the cellist is based in Manhattan. The violinist is French. So we have like 50% of the musicians and 50% of the artists are based in Queens right now.
Oh, okay. When I write up the article, because it's, you know, the a Queens newspaper that always likes to focus on,
of course.
I want to be able to, feature the names of the artists that actually live in Queens as well.
And we hope as well that with this project we get more artists from Queens involved. But of course you have to get started with a project to in the neighborhood.
Sure. Then I also want to ask, for people who want to ask, are there going to be any, is there an opportunity for people to have something to eat or drink?
We always have something. I mean, it's not a full dinner or something, but normally we always provide a little bit of something for to enjoy the concert a little bit better. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you're going to have a little concession area where people can, buy, drinks or water or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah.
In other words,
as
part of the event, there'll be something to nosh, so to speak.
Yeah. We are still working on that, to be honest, because we are working on everything. But we always do it in the concert series that we organize. We always have that because it's very important too. And you always enjoy the concert a little bit more if you have something to drink or some snacks or something that you can have.
Right.
And what we are trying to do as well, and is to create some partnership with local businesses and
that's
try to create different. We went, for example, to Sweet Leaf. They have a coffee place and a bar which is right around the corner in the gallery, and we are creating different small partnerships so we can offer maybe some discounts if they come to the concert, they can then go to places in the neighborhood as well, because I think that a music festival is sometimes it's not only about the music. You have to create different connections and partners to make it work.
Oh yeah, that's a very good idea to do that. Matter of fact, I was looking, because as I was looking at the map on it, I thought, maybe there's an opportunity for me to connect it with a restaurant that's nearby, go there before the
absolutely.
Concert, have dinner at such and such place, before
and
the concert, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's an amazing neighborhood. I mean, we love it. It's right by the with all the skyline and everything, and it's really beautiful it's growing. And by the way, it's important to mention maybe that the gallery is placed where the Flea Market is normally, because sometimes people recognize where is the Flea Market because it's right there. The entrance is on the where normally the Flea Market is.
That's certainly convenient.
And you go to the Pepsi sign, you walk 50 steps maybe. 50
okay,
and then you are in the gallery.
So is that if somebody's coming from Manhattan and they could take the ferry and they're go into Long Island City Long Island City stop?
There is a new stop right there, and if they take the ferry it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be faster than the subway, but definitely beautiful, because at that time and the stop
it might
is
be
right
faster
there.
Than the subway.
And it's right there. It's right there. You take the boat, ferry. You are in Manhattan in 10 minutes, and it's very very
right.
convenient for that. And actually, it's one of
the. From the ferry itself, can you walk to where this to the concert is?
Four minute walk and a beautiful walk.
Okay.
Actually, because it's all
right. That makes it great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great experience for people coming from Manhattan.
Yeah, this way people say, it's all the way in Queens, and I don't want to have to deal with the subway.
I know.
That's a great.
This
ferry system is really great. I got to tell you.
Yeah,
the people who, you know, want to get places and not have to deal with the
with the underground.
or whatever. So, I'm looking forward to going.
Thank you.
I just have to say, my problem with going to a concert with classical music is that I tend to fall asleep because it's so relaxing.
But that's something that we are doing differently from other groups because, for example, when we did our production at the Queen's Theatre, we don't do just a standard classical music concert. We are trying to break some of the rules and the protocol of the classical music and create this experience around working with other arts like the dance and some theatrical elements with the lights design and the projection design, set design. And it's not only, that's something that actually I forgot to mention, it's not only classical music. Normally it's about 50% of the program is classical music. The other 50% normally is always new music with new composers that are more up to sometimes we do some premieres of composers and it's not only classical music. It's like our main core is the classical music, but the approach I think is different. It's the design that we do, the way that we present the music, the collaboration with other disciplines like the dance and theater, and as well the presentation of new music as well.
Okay, so in terms, just to get it clear for people coming, like you can't just pop in
to
see it. In other words,
you
have to RSVP.
We would like to have it on our website to at least to know how many people is coming. But they can do it the same day. So they can do it go on the phone. It's very simple to do it on the phone, just to register online.
Right. In other words, when people are coming in, there's a list or something of names, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people can't just say, come off the street and say, well, I heard there's a concert.
I mean, I guess it depends as well of how many people is reserving.
In terms of how many people. I mean, I don't know how many people will respond, but just in case of people, you know, like you think you already have the capacity, how many, you can't take any more people, and then if somebody's coming off the street just says, I heard there's a free concert. Are you on the list? And if you're not on the list, then...
Yeah, the only problem is I guess because the city is limited, if they don't register in advance, the only problem is that if they come the same day, we might not have the seating capabilities to bring everybody
inside.
Okay,
and also when people are registering... do they have to? Does it say like how many people they'll be with, or do you expect like you could only, have like two people, and the next whoever else wants to go has to register?
No, they can register as many people as possible. Yeah, no, we don't have any limitation for that. Yeah, if they can bring a party of four or five, that's fine as long as we have the names. That's good for us, at least for this edition.
Well, that sounds really great.
That's what we are trying to bring this beautiful music and projects to as many people as possible.
Well, see, this is the thing is there's not in Queens, the problem is there's not enough venues.
Yeah, absolutely.
That have entertainment.
Hmm.
Oh, that's so, that's what makes things difficult, you know. And so this way, when something is set up, at least something is set up, and you know, we can get the information out there, which is wonderful.
Sometimes I think it's important that the projects comes not only from the venues, because if we have to wait for new venues to create new projects, we can be just waiting. It's important to organize and present and collaborate with other artists and local businesses, local artists to create this kind of project in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a well, I'm looking forward, and the fact that you know that it's at a place where it's easy to get to, you know, makes it better. Do you have any idea? Like, is parking horrible in there?
there is
that
a parking
area.
Yeah, no, it's very easy to park. I mean, my car is very small.
Okay.
It's one of these smart cars where you can park everywhere, but I never have any problem parking around there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's not complicated to park. And because of the timing as well, I think you can park very easily everywhere.
Great. That's good to know. Well, I totally appreciate your coming on and talking. Is there anything else you want to share, by the way?
Thank you so much.
I have time.
No, I think it's fine. I think we covered everything, and I'm trying to go to the point just to maybe remember that the concert are at 8 p.m. and our website is creartbox.nyc. It's like creartbox.nyc. And they can go there and buy the... get the registration for the event. And and maybe we can as well give a phone number if someone was to reserve it on the phone number, they can call to the 646-287-3158. They can call the number and they can reserve the ticket there as well.
Fabulous.
Sometimes
okay.
It's easier.
Well, as I said, I'm looking forward to attending.
Thank you so much.
At least
and
one of
the
concerts.
Okay. You can come to any of the concerts. They are all going to be beautiful. I promise that.
Okay. Well, I have an appreciation for classical music. I'm the type of person, I mean, like if I sit at a, if I'm hearing a concert, like if I hear, if there's an orchestra playing and I'm at a concert, I mean, I could tell you, I could say, oh, I just heard an oboe, or I just heard, wait a minute, no, I didn't hear an oboe. I think I heard an English horn.
Nice.
Because I can even tell the difference between, you know what I mean by the English horn?
Yeah, of course.
You know what an English horn is, right? Not the French horn.
Of course. Very similar sound to the oboe.
So, because I'm listening, I'm going, it sounds like an oboe, but it's not as high pitched. So that must be the English horn, you know. But so that's, you know, in terms of my own background, I can, you know.
Wow.
I can pick these things out. Okay. Have an absolutely fabulous day.
You too.
And get started writing on this.
Perfect.
For the paper.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Okay. So, we got to get this information out there. I know I didn't have a chance to. I didn't have a chance to do a commercial. You know I have to do this.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com, and they have these soft batch cookies as well. And they're coming out with a new brownie. It's the cinnamon chocolate brownie. I'm sure I'm going to get a sample of that. But anyway, all right, everybody. Well, have a great day, evening, morning, however it is that you're listening to this. And, I have another one coming up this Friday, another radio show. You know what this is? Okay. Just not to preview the whole thing, but just to let you know, there's an event coming up again in Queens. This is a bacon beer festival that's being held at the USTA, the tennis center here in Queens. And this will be, I believe it's in September. Well, I don't have the information in front of me. But, yep, bacon beer. Bacon and, well, okay. So, as I said, have a great day. I